Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Turning hearts and minds through the TV series, Why Israel Matters. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. As you know, Liberty Counsel and our ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel, has launched an original TV series. It's called Why Israel Matters. It looks at the past, present, and the future. Past, present, and forever. That's the subtitle. Why does Israel matter? It matters in so many ways. It's such a small, tiny nation, no bigger than the state of New Jersey. And yet from this little nation, so many innovations and so much issue and so much of world history revolves around that small piece of real estate, if you will, in the Middle East. We're going to be talking about the Why Israel Matters series on faith and freedom. And Matt, it started a few weeks ago. It actually began at the very end of February, and it has had several different subtitles or topics or themes, I should say, for each of the programs. It started off with the program theme of homecoming, talking about people from around the world making aliyah, returning to Israel, having an unusual draw to Israel, a tugging at the heart to go back to their homeland. The second episode was neighbors, talking about the different coexistence of Jews and Christians and Muslims in that same land. Amazing episode. Episode three was Uncommon Heroes, speaking about from Moses and Gideon to King David and Queen Esther, unusual tales of heroism being the trademark of the Jewish people. Episode four, miracles. Israel is a land of miracles. This is where it focuses on technology, military, and agricultural advances occurring in Israel, in addition to, obviously, the supernatural and other spiritual miracles. And tonight, Tuesday, and tomorrow, Wednesday, and then on Friday, it gets aired the fifth episode, and that's Allies. And in spite of the many persecutions and political isolation throughout history, allies have always arisen to stand for Israel. There's Rahab, you remember Rahab, Cyrus the Great, Oscar Schindler, and there's countless modern-day allies that continue this great legacy. That's the theme for tonight. It's on Trinity Broadcasting Network. We'll talk a little bit more about how you can find out the details of where you can view tonight's episode and all of the past episodes as well. But we're very excited, Matt, about this original series produced by Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel, in association with the production team Impact Productions, and being aired on Trinity Broadcasting Network.
Well, the quality of the filming and the content is just top-notch. The cinematography, it's just a beautiful series, chock full of information. You mentioned the various series are, a total of 13 airing, and each week a different one airs. As you mentioned, tonight is Allies, again tomorrow Wednesday, and on Friday. So each week there's a different series that airs multiple times, correct?
That's right. Each week you have a different episode, but it airs three times that week. Now, if you weren't able to watch any of those three times, you can watch it online. And if you wanted to go to cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org/Israel. If you type in that cidisrael.org/Israel, it'll take you to our landing page for Why Israel Matters. And on that landing page for Why Israel Matters, you'll find the times, both in Eastern and Pacific times. You can find out more about how to get a free booklet called Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. You also have information there about our brand new book, 240 pages. 200 plus pages of those are incredibly detailed with photographs and information. A beautiful coffee table book, but filled with good information. It's called Why Israel Matters. It goes along with the series. And you can order that from that website as well. You can also link up to the actual TBN webpage where all the previous episodes are listed. So if you missed one, you can go online and watch it right now. And they're 30 minutes apiece, so you could watch a couple at a time to catch up. So tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and then you fill in the interim time zones, is when this series episode Allies airs. And then again, it airs Wednesday at a different time, Friday at a different time. All that's on the website, cidisrael.org/Israel, cidisrael.org/Israel. If for some reason you forget that website, you can just go to our main website, lc.org, and right there on that front page, you'll see the icon for Why Israel Matters. Click on that. It'll take you to that webpage I just mentioned.
Well, the topics each week are really just timeless topics. I mean, they're addressed from a historical perspective, and they're addressed in the context of our contemporary socio-political environment. And this topic of allies is particularly interesting to me right now when you consider, look at the past 8 years and how the United States has been historically such a strong and dedicated and loyal ally to Israel, and how under the Obama administration, tensions ran higher than ever before, I think, between the United States and Israel, because we had a president during that time that was more sympathetic toward Islamic causes and really hostile toward the state of Israel and the Jewish people. Whereas now, you know, you mentioned allies from a historical context, Rahab, Cyrus the Great, Oscar Schindler and others. Well, you think of President Trump right now. I think he reminds me in some ways of King Cyrus a little bit in terms of his rhetoric and certainly the steps that he is taking on behalf of the United States to return the United States and Israel to the great allied relationship that we have historically had.
Yeah, this series is really quite amazing. No matter how much you know about Israel, you will learn about this particular topic that we are covering, and it's a wide variety. Even on the first one, homecoming, people don't even think about Asian Jews. You don't even think about the fact that there are Jews in Asia. And part of what we're talking about, you know about Jews making Aliyah or coming back to Israel from Russia. We know about the Ethiopian Jews, but who's ever heard of the Asian Jews? Well, those are in episode one.
Yeah, I hadn't.
Yeah, most people haven't. Right. It is eye-opening to most people. We talk about borders and boundaries, so you'll get a chance to talk about and look at the actual boundaries and border issues. In episode nine, it's called Footsteps, and I am the main narrator in that particular episode where we talk about Covenant Journey and taking Liberty Counsel and Covenant Journey and taking these Christian college-age students to Israel for a life-changing experience. And I trace the final moments of the Passion Week, where Jesus ultimately went those last few days of his earthly life all the way to Golgotha. We have so many different kinds of episodes here. We have one about the Israeli military, and they are very unique in that it's the only military in the world that doesn't cast aside autistic soldiers. No, they actually created a special unit for autistic soldiers. They're very good at numbers and code cracking. So guess what? These autistic soldiers are in a very specialized security zone or unit that cracks codes. They're intelligence gatherers.
Just amazing, amazing stuff, yeah. Just amazing. I'm really looking forward to the Footsteps episode, to hearing firsthand from a number of these college students that have had a life-changing experience with Covenant Journey, going there and tracing the footsteps of Christ and learning the history while being immersed in the very geographical region that so much biblical history took place.
Well, it's very well done. Lots of good information there. I hope people get a chance to take a look at it. If you've never been to Israel, I can tell you it'll make you want to go to Israel. And if you've been there, you'll want to go back. But you'll learn something. You'll be inspired, educated, and motivated. The original series is called Why Israel Matters, produced by Liberty Counsel and our ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org/Israel, or go to lc.org and click on the icon Why Israel Matters to learn more about this particular series, how you can view it. I encourage you to give information to your friends on your social media channels and watch it. Go back and watch the episodes that you haven't seen online, and stay tuned for the upcoming episodes as well. Order your free book, Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. Go to lc.org, click on that Why Israel Matters, and you can order that free book right there online, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.